This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. I've got the first part of Chapter 24 of Vatican Assassin, the special 15th anniversary edition, coming up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Our Vatican Assassin, BC, is trying to settle back in, undercover, as a PR spin doctor for the Vatican on the moon. But a blast from his past is about to explode on the scene, creating a little chaos for BC within the Lunar Prime Vatican mission. We'll meet BC's unexpected guest as we get into Chapter 24, A Vatican Assassin, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now, I was faced with another long chapter, 36 minutes in this case or so, and it did not divide up nicely. So this is going to be a little bit on the short side, and then part two of chapter 24 on our next episode will be a little bit longer. So about 12 minutes on this episode, and then about 24, so twice as long on the next. Just kind of the way it divided up. As I record this, it's March 11th, the last day of the Smashwords Readin' eBook Week sale, their annual sale. I've got some of my eBooks on sale. So if you are listening on the first day this is out on March 11th, be sure to head over to smashwords.com to get yourself some cheap eBooks. You can get the Vatican Assassin Trilogy 3rd Edition for 75% off, just $1.24. The Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus is half price, 50% off, at just $2.49. I'm giving away Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her free, and you can also get Alibi Jones and the Time War of the Devresium free. All of those on sale for one more day at smashwords.com. Just look for Mike Luoma, M-I-K-E-L-U-O-M-A, or Alibi Jones or Vatican Assassin to find my books. And you can save on them today at Smashwords. I'd like to remind you, if you've bought any of my books, if you could, please leave a review. Your reviews are like gold. They are worth so much, and they help spread the word about my books. So if you've read a book or listened to a podcast or listened to a book, if you could, please leave a review or at least rate the book or the podcast to let other people know that it's worth listening to or reading. That'd be awesome, please, and thank you. I want to thank my patrons, too. The patrons keep this whole podcast going. And if you want to become a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Or head over to glowinthedarkradio.com and look for the Patreon link. There's three different levels, $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month, depending on your enthusiasm. Right now, patrons are getting things like free audiobooks on Spotify. And remember, if you are a patron, hit me up. I know at least a couple people have, and they told me it's working very well. They've been able to listen to a couple of audiobooks absolutely free on Spotify. So that's what I have for my patrons right now. Also, getting you early episodes, although this week is just a regularly on-time episode. But next week, I do believe, part two of chapter 24 will be an early episode. So that's kind of what patrons get. Again, it's at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Or go to glowinthedarkradio.com and look for the link to Patreon. Speaking of audiobooks, too, I've narrated a new one. So, you know, work continues. If you want to hear me doing some self-help narration, you can check out the new book I've narrated. It is now on Audible, called How to Set Healthy Boundaries. And there's a whole lot more, but that's it, basically. How to Set Healthy Boundaries by Edgar Wise, and narrated by Mike Luoma. That is all for book news. We're going to get into the first part of Chapter 24 next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flesh Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. 200 miles below the surface of the Earth, at the terminus of a series of long-sealed caverns and interconnected shines, under the shadow of the eternally bleeding eye, there is a crippled wreck of a man writing tales. Stories of a dimension engulfed in madness. He is writing them of you. Find them all at fleshpulp.com or search for it on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 24, Part 1 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC wakes up with his door alarm ringing repeatedly. Ring, 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 ring. My headache is gone, but now there's a whole new one starting. Who the hell is so annoying? I swear, if it's Swan, I'm gonna kill her. Who is it? BC calls out to the comm. A woman's voice comes back over the comm.
BC, it's a blast from the past, man. It's me, Fiza. Let me in.
Fiza?
Come on, BC, you gotta remember me. It's Fiza.
She whines. Fiza? What the? Where the fuck did she come from? What rock?
Let me in, man, come on.
She's getting loud. Fiza, is that really you? After all these years? God save me from old girlfriends. Especially her.
Surprised? Yeah, it's me. Hey, come on. Fucking let me in already, you shit.
Forgot about the mouth. Good thing it's as lovely as it is foul. At least it used to be. And she was quite skilled with it, as I recall, too. Might as well let her in before the whole embassy hears her. Come in, Fiza. Come in and have a seat. I'll be right out. BC hears the door open in the next room. Fiza calls out,
BC?
I'll be right out, he says, getting up and smoothing his clothes. How long did I sleep that time? Only a couple hours. Past 3, though. I'll hear it from Swan. He walks out into the living room, and Fiza is sitting on the table. Kept her figure. Damn. She still looks good. Looks like trouble, as always. Forgot how short she was. Wearing her hair short and dark these days. Last time it was long and strawberry blonde. For a little while, anyway. I like that. Took me hook, line, and sinker. Whatever that means. Hello, Fiza.
Holy shit, look at you. A fucking priest. No fucking way.
It's been a long time.
You really got them fooled, huh? You big liar. A priest. Nice costume. Good scam. You know where I've been? They'd shoot you on sight dressed like that.
Okay, I'll bite. Where have you been? Fiza smirks.
Yeah, I remember. You bite. I like that. She laughs. A priest. Huh, no priests on Mars.
Mars. You've been on Mars, BC says with disbelief.
On Mars, with the Muslims. Not my scene at all. It sucked completely.
You were on Mars. You expect me to believe this?
You don't forgive or forget, do you, BC? Yes, I was on Mars. That's why my hair is dark. I had to dye it to hide there, blend in. What?
You always lied so easily, Fiza. I forgive you, but I won't forget all the fucked up shit you did to me back then. I promised myself a long time ago I would never believe you again. The only thing about you I can trust is that I can trust you to lie.
Ouch. Forgive me, for I have sinned, O ye of little faith, Fiza says. Get it, faith?
She laughs at her own joke. Shut up, BC says. He rubs his eyes and forehead with his right hand.
You know, all of a sudden you don't look so good, BC. You all right?
I was until you showed up. Why are you here anyway, Fiza? What do you want this time?
Do I have to want something? Maybe I'm just visiting an old friend.
You always want something.
Oh, can priests fuck these days?
Fiza asks with a wicked grin. That wasn't what I meant. She keeps grinning at him.
Oh, no? Too bad. You see, it's late, and I do need a place to crash just for tonight.
The mind is strong, but the body is weak. I should be going to see Swan. Fiza gets up off the table and walks over to BC. She tugs at his collar.
Does this come off? Oh, looky here, it does indeed.
She pulls the collar off and unsnaps the button behind it, then wraps her arms up around his neck, looking up in his eyes as she draws in close.
How's about we get reacquainted, huh?
She starts kissing him. BC can't stop kissing her back. All her betrayals melt away for now, all the bad memories, the time she left him for dead, the guys she slept around on him with, the fall she let him take when their grift went south. A lot to melt away, but the mind can easily go blank when a beautiful woman is wrapped around you.
The body is weak.
Well, that's hard enough.
Oh yeah, she does like it when I bite like this.
BC wakes up early the next morning, feels Fiza still sleeping beside him. He mentally berates himself for forgetting all his Fiza rules. Rule number one had to be, do not sleep with Fiza.
What the fuck were you thinking? You let her in again, all these years later. Don't you fucking learn anything? What the fuck were you thinking? She's fucking poison.
Fiza stirs, turns over, and kisses his cheek.
Morning, handsome. You still got it, you know that, honey? That priest collar didn't fool Fiza, hon. Bless me, father, for I have sinned.
Shut up.
Remember how much she always fucked up everything in the past? Let's not repeat the same mistakes again and again, okay?
Good, I'm talking to myself. She really does bring out the best in me.
So, this whole priest thing, she says. What is it, some con gone out of control?
You could say that, BC says.
I did.
She smiles a fake smile and bats her eyes at him. He ignores her and goes on. I figured religion would be a good cover for my import-export scam I was running on Linderstrom Finch. You remember that station, don't you? That's where you left me the last time you fucked me over, remember? Remember leaving me for dead? Good old days? BC says, his voice slick with sarcasm. God, what was that, 10 years ago? Forgive me if I'm not nostalgic.
Harsh. You got any drugs here?
Fiza starts rummaging around. I'd grab her to stop her, but I know what will happen then. Not again. She turns anything physical into, well, sex. She's very good at that sort of manipulation, and very good at that. No, trust me, after what I've been through the last couple months, I don't need anything else in my system. She looks at him, a little puzzled, but plows ahead.
Yeah, BC, you know I remember Linderstern Finch, but I don't want to dredge that all up and rehash it over and over again, okay?
She's getting louder.
We both made mistakes. We were young and stupid, and let's leave it at that, okay?
Her face is red. She suddenly seems aware she is almost shouting. She regains her composure and asks BC in her softer voice,
What did you do after Linderstern Finch?
It's a long story, BC shakes his head.
She can change emotions on a dime. That's fucked up.
How about you tell it over breakfast? She says.
It's so sad, the way you have to work everybody, get something out of them.
Fiza jumps off the bed with the sheets wrapped around her and yells down at BC.
Jesus fucking Christ, will you give me a fucking break? Get over yourself. I just asked for some breakfast, not the fucking moon. I fucked your brains out last night, didn't I? I'm not the only one who wants something.
All right, calm down, Fiza, calm down. Jesus, look, I don't know what to think.
Fiza calms a little.
I think you should make us some breakfast while I freshen up.
She ducks into the refresher and closes the door.
BC gets up and walks into the living room to muster up some breakfast.
Huh. Headache's gone, anyway.
One of them.
The other's in the refresher.
His message light is still blinking. 6 messages from Swan.
Delete.
BC throws together some muffins for breakfast. After the refresher, Fiza walks into the living room, wearing only a sheet wrapped around her.
Breakfast? She asks,
looking down at the muffins on the table. Best I could do on short notice. Coffee?
Please. There's no coffee on Mars, did you know that?
So you're sticking with that story, huh?
I'll tell you all about it sometime. But come on, you told me you were going to tell me how you became a fucking priest.
They made all the different denominations, ministers, priests, in the Great Reunification 5 years ago.
Yeah, but how did you get to that point? Come on, juicy details.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Nice. Don't play with your food like that. Yeah, I get it. Muffin and muffin. Funny.
Why don't you eat them both?
The body is weak. The mind is pretty weak, too, when you get right down to it.
Speaking of getting right down to it, BC is in the refresher a half hour later, beating himself up again.
I cannot keep doing this. Gotta be pheromones or something.
Undeniable attraction. Carnal desire, whatever you want to call it. Lets her wrap me right around her little fucking finger. And I'm not 19 anymore. I should be over this sort of shit by now.
Can I come in?
Fiza yells from outside. BC opens the door, steps into the bedroom.
I'm just coming out.
Do you mind if I use it again? She asks.
Nah, go ahead.
Don't think you got out of telling me your story,
Fiza says, before she closes the refresher door behind her.
BC gets dressed while she freshens up. He calls the Cardinal.
Good morning, Campion.
Good morning, Cardinal.
You missed your time with the Reverend Swan yesterday, Father Campion. She's quite upset with you.
I know, and I'm sorry. I had every intention of being there, but I'm afraid I'm still getting these terrible headaches. I took sick again just after lunch yesterday, and I'm afraid I won't be able to work today either. I'm sorry, Cardinal.
Well, if you're sick, you're sick. I'll tell Reverend Swan. But you best get well soon, Father. The Pope himself sent her up here just for you, my boy. Just for you.
I know. Bye.
Goodbye.
Who was that?
Fiza asks as she walks nude out of the refresher and across the room.
The Cardinal. I was calling in sick.
For me? How sweet.
Not just for you, for me too. They want me to work with this woman priest. She's supposed to train me to be a better priest. Since I became a priest by
such dubious means.
BC says the last 3 words with mock gravity.
Did someone say doobies?
Fiza says, and laughs.
Dubious. And no doobies. I told you, no drugs. I'm trying to get normal again.
You're not normal now?
Can't tell her what really went on.
I've been sick and on some medication.
I'm better now, but there are still some residual effects, some headaches I get from time to time.
I'm trying to let the remnants of those drugs pass out of my system before pouring any new ones in.
I see. Sick, huh?
Her brow furrows, and her mood suddenly darkens.
Nothing fucking contagious. Better not be, or I'll fucking...
Relax, nothing like that. You're fine. Don't worry.
So, let's get back in bed.
Fine, but I don't think I can...
Shh,
she says, putting her finger to his lips. She taps his nose.
Tell me how you got into this mess.
How did my favorite young con man get conned into a priest's collar? That was part one of chapter 24 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. Well, we'll leave BC and Fiza alone for now, but he's going to have to explain her presence to a few people he'd rather not have to, like the Cardinal and Reverend Swan, maybe Mark Edwards, as BC explains to Fiza what he's been up to as well, and begins to introduce her around. We'll check back in with them in part two of chapter 24 on our next episode. Had to divide this chapter in two, and it didn't divide nicely. So I figured I'd do this brief bit here for this week and give you a big chunk next week. It's divided in thirds, but this is the first third, and you got two thirds coming next week. And just a reminder, it's the last day of the Smashwords Read an Ebook Week sale, going on at smashwords.com, where you can save on Vatican Assassin, the trilogy collection, the third edition, or save on the Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus, get the Sunrise of Her ebook for free, the Time War of the Devrisium ebook for free, a couple of Alibi Jones titles free. It's all happening at smashwords.com, and it's only one more day, March 11th, that the Read an Ebook Week sale continues. Again, thank you to my patrons who help support this podcast through Patreon, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. If you can help, I'd love to have you. Head over to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio and pledge for $2, $5, or $10 a month and help support the podcast. If you can, please review the books or the podcast wherever you listen or read. It helps spread the word, and I can use your help. And a reminder, too, I've got a new professional audiobook, one I've narrated as part of my narration gig, that is just out, a self-help book by Edgar Wise called How to Set Healthy Boundaries, now available on Audible. We'll get back to part two of chapter 24 on our next episode. That's all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma, and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.